Joshua Elbaum here, and as always, this is the People's Champ Podcast. What's going on, everybody? We have David Fogle here. David played at Wesleyan College, and I would say is one of the biggest sports fanatics I know. I've known him for a while growing up. David, you want to say hello real quick?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I think that's a pretty decent intro. Been to one or two or 17 or 18 games this year, so have a pretty good insight on what's going on.
All right, I'm glad to hear it. I know you've been going to quite a few St. John's games. You want to quickly talk about your thoughts on the Big East?
Yeah, man, been to a bunch of those games, so I've got to see, I think, almost every team play live at least once. And it was just at the Big East tournament. The Big East is tough this year. They're always tough. I know some of the names are not what people may be used to over the last 5 or 10 years, but they have some good senior leadership in that conference, and I expect them to do pretty good in the tournament this year.
Yeah, I know. As a New Yorker, St. John's was, just a super exciting team to watch. It just seems like they're just lacking something where they just can't, do it consistently. But I mean, that conference is just so tough. Any given night,
They personally, they have some stretches that were tough, but, they have Shamari Pons over there who just could light it up on any given night and, help ride them through that Nova Duke back-to-back, which was a lot of fun, especially because I got to go to that Duke game at MSG. It was rocking.
Nice, nice. All right, so let's get into March Madness. So let's start with the east side of the bracket. We got Villanova 1 and we got Purdue number 2. I just want to hear your thoughts on, any upsets, who's going to make it out, who do you think is going to make it to the final four out of this bracket, this second?
So just in this bracket over here, I'm pretty chalked up, honestly. I do have Nova coming out playing against Purdue, even though I did see the Johnnies take them down in Philly. Shout out to my boy Greg St. Jean there. But Nova's tough, man. They have a lot of good players, Brunson and Bridges and DiVincenzo off the bench. So I'm going to go with them against Purdue, and I got them coming out. The one upset I have, and I just wish this was St. Bonaventure taking down Florida, just because I saw them play yesterday. I didn't get to see them play, and they got a couple good kids on that team. I like them.
Yeah, I think quite a few people actually are pretty low on Florida. I think I heard a couple announcers even say that. Who did Florida beat again? I forgot who they played, but they even said that whoever won that game, whoever St. Bon, whoever won the St. Bonaventure game was going to beat Florida.
A lot of people, Florida, they I know they kind of live and die by the three, so they can get hot, but. But yeah, I just like the way the Bonnies played, and they took down UCLA yesterday. So that should be a good 11-6 matchup.
Yeah, I think Villanova's a lock just because they're so deep in the way they play. I think it's a pretty safe bet. Purdue, they're huge. I mean, for these lower mid-major teams, I mean, I can tell you from when we watched Vermont played them last year. And I mean, it was just too much. The guy, having people like Haas, and, I think this year they have another 7-footer. It's just too much.
They have a guy who backs them up. I'm not going to lie. I thought Haas was a huge stiff before the year started. And one of my roommates played big man at Wesleyan too, so he's always backing up the bigs. And I kind of ate my words because he turned into a hell of a player.
He's really good around the rim. It's hard sometimes, like watching stuff that he should just dunk, but he doesn't. But Teach his own.
He's a moose. Yeah. He's a moose.
All right, let's move on over to the Midwest. So we got Kansas at number one and Duke at two. Who are you liking here?
So to come out of this one, I actually have Michigan State. But this is another good bracket. I mean, Kansas is pretty solid. They actually started the year, I thought, a little bit slow, but they came on really, really well at the end, and they have some good senior leadership. I was thinking New Mexico State over Clemson. I have Clemson there right now, but I haven't decided for sure on that one. I think like Vegas only has them as like a 3 or 4 point favorite, so they think they may have a shot. Other than that, I'm gonna take the winner of the ASU Syracuse game over TCU. I think Syracuse is gonna win that. And I know TCU lost their one of their best players, and then everyone's favorite player, man, Trae Young. I got him beating Rhode Island, and then Denver's Duke being a hell of a game. He just has that Steph Curry in him, but I think I'm gonna go with Duke there, and then Michigan State beating Kansas.
Yeah, I think, Michigan State is, I find it even hard for them to even be a three. I feel like, Miles Bridges is just a monster. He probably should have went to the NBA this year. I still can't believe he stayed. But yeah, I agree with you. I think Oklahoma is going to turn it on, especially with everyone complaining that they shouldn't have been in the tournament. I think that once the lights turn on, they're gonna play really well.
Man, I agree. Bridges, I mean, I feel like he should be on the Knicks right now. I don't know what he's still doing in the league, but I mean, between him and they got that kid Jackson, who's supposed to even be a top pick above him. I saw it was like top five in the lottery, and you know, some more. You know, I don't know if they're seniors, but they're definitely not freshmen on that squad with Izzo. They should be able to do all right.
Yeah, I actually do think – I think Kansas is going to get upset this year early. Even though they're – I would say their path is not the easiest, but it's pretty good. I don't know. I'm not completely sold. I'm not completely sold.
I'd love to see Penn take him down. I'd love to see Penn take him down in the early round.
Penn's been balling. Penn's been really playing well.
I watched the last couple games in that Ivy League tournament. I think it was Penn and Harvard at the end there, and those were some good squads.
I actually think this is a really bold prediction, but I actually think the Ivy League, with the way they're doing the financial aid now, and basically everyone in the school is going to be on scholarship. I think the Ivy League in like a few years could be a two bid team league, because you had Princeton this year. Pretty sure they beat USC, and they didn't even make the Ivy playoffs. I think that's unheard of. So, no, that's nuts. But, all right, moving on to the West bracket. We got Xavier at one, and everyone's favorite, UNC, at number two. Who you got here?
So, it's so funny. I have Xavier coming out of this bracket, and I almost feel like I'm taking an underdog, even though they're the one seed. Which is really weird, because I've seen Xavier probably play 3, 4, maybe 5 times live, because I went to all the Big East games. And, I mean, they just have seniors after seniors between Blewett and JP and Cantor and O'Mara off the bench as a big man. Just not many teams have the majority of their bulk coming from upperclassmen, especially seniors, and they can just do it all. I really respect that coach, too. Mm-hmm. I have them coming out. I think they're going to do a good job in that bracket.
I feel like they're due too. Like, I feel like Xavier's never been, they've always been so good, but no one's ever gave him respect. As a UNC or, you know, like a big name college brand. I think they'll make it to the Final Four this year. I hope.
I mean, I think they have a pretty good path to do it as well. If you just look at different teams they got to beat, you know, either Mizzou or Florida State. And then I think it's probably going to be Gonzaga, but some people will take Ohio State there. I'll tell you, I really like Providence. They had such a good run in the Big East tournament, and in that last game, they're tough. but North Carolina's got some size too. So I'm going to go North Carolina over Providence there. And I'm going to have Xavier coming out of that. That's about, and that one thing I do have there is I do have Houston making it to the Sweet 16. So knocking off Michigan. And I think a lot of people are really high on Michigan again this year too.
Yeah. I mean, Michigan always, I feel like Beilein gets the, just cause they're so they're coached so well. I feel like they get the benefit of the doubt when tournament time comes.
Yeah. They have people who are just always all over them.
Yeah. And shout out to Spike Albright. I know, that first half performance will just always live on in infamy.
Man, that was as good as it gets. We got to get Spike on our Chelsea Piers men's league team. I don't know what he's doing right now, but
he's actually
got a spot for him.
He's still at school in Purdue, I think. I'll pass along the message for him. I'm pretty sure he could throw a couple in still.
Yeah, he could take my spot any day
of the week. All right, what do you say about the South? Now we got Virginia at one. I know they got the big injury. I think their sixth man, I think, broke his or sprained his wrist. And we got Cincinnati at two.
So this is where it gets interesting, because Virginia is a tough team because everyone knows they're so good with their D, but they're so slow and it's tough to score. So when they have a guy who gets hurt, who maybe gives them, what does he give them, like 8-10 points a game? They don't score that much to begin with, so that could be a big hit. And then I think one of the games of the year, maybe Kentucky versus Arizona in that second round, that 4-5 game. I mean, that's going to be better than some of these Elite Eight, Sweet 16 games. Like that. Those are just athletes over athletes. But I'm going to go with Virginia beating Creighton, and then playing Arizona. I actually have Arizona beating Virginia. I had him even before the injury, just because of how much of a beast Ayton is and Trier on Arizona. But I'm going to go with Zona coming out. And then on the bottom half of the bracket, I actually have Loyola Chicago beating Miami.
Oh, wow.
And then Tennessee Tennessee playing Nevada, and Nevada making it to the Sweet 16 against Zona. So a little bit of a shakeup there, and then Zona coming out.
I agree with you a lot on this Arizona-Kentucky deal. I mean, that's just – for that to be a second-round game, I know it just doesn't make sense. Like, that could legitimately be the national championship game right there.
Yeah, and I actually think Virginia got – totally hoped. I think they were the number one overall seed.
I believe so. Yeah.
And then they got to go through Zona and Kentucky in that third game. Just crazy. That's a tough one. So with the injury and with those two, they got a bad break there.
No, yeah, that's tough. I mean, Arizona with Ayton back and I guess Ayton playing, I mean, he's probably arguably the best player in the country. And then Kentucky has, I mean, even the guys who aren't even playing well are basically potential NBA players. They must have like seven NBA players on the roster. So, I mean, that's nuts. This bracket is totally screwed.
I think this bracket's probably going to be the most fun because it's the most up and down, and you know, watch, who knows, for all we know, Virginia, even with the injury, will just run right through it.
Yeah, no, it's true. I'll give America East a shout out. I mean, UMBC is playing Virginia first. I mean, who knows, if they beat the Catamounts, maybe they can beat Virginia.
I'll tell you, man, I was obviously rooting for Vermont because I got a special place in my heart for them because of you, but that was a good game. I always love those finals games that come down to the buzzer.
It killed me. It killed me, though, because Vermont, I mean, I guess, you know, it's the problem with these one-bid conferences. You beat a team twice easily by 15 to 20 points, and they just, you know, they get hot. They play well one night, and, you know, you lose on a buzzer beater the third time you play them. And it's just like you watch, you know, you watch your dreams just flush down the toilet because of, I'm almost thinking the American League should do like an aggregate system. So if like you beat a team by, you know, by 20, you know, they should have to beat you by at least 10 or something. You know what I'm saying? There has to be some kind of, because it's ridiculous. You want the best team in your league to represent you in the tournament.
Yeah, it's tough because it almost is like, well, what's the season even for, right?
Exactly.
Whoever wins the tournament is going to get out. Obviously, Vermont had a much better season, and
they just got UNBC killed.
Just got hot.
Yeah, and then now, I mean, everyone's like, oh, well, that's what the NIT is for, and Vermont just played Middle Tennessee, who many say should have been in the tournament to begin with because they dominated Conference USA, I believe, but they lost in their tournament as well.
Yeah, they got totally gypped also, I thought. And then I saw St. Mary's in the NIT too. There's some good teams in that NIT tournament this year.
Yeah, no, it's nuts. But all right, so let's move on to the Final Four now. So give us a quick recap. Who do you got in the Final Four and who you got taking it all?
Yeah, so, you know, on the left side of the bracket, I got Zona versus Xavier, and I'm gonna have Xavier moving on, and it's not really because of skill. I think Zona probably has more talent, but the seniors on Xavier, they're just deep and they're old. So I'm gonna go with them to take this one down.
Yeah, I think that'll be a pretty good call. Although I feel like Zona and Kentucky could be interchangeable, I actually don't foresee Virginia making that out. I think it's going to be Zona or Kentucky. As crazy as that sounds, it's a 4 or 5 seed. But how about the right side of the bracket?
Now on the right side, I'm going to stick with Nova against Michigan State, and I'm going with Michigan State over Nova in that one. And a lot of it's just because of what you said, man. I think Bridges is going to be tough. They got some NBA talent on that team, and Izzo is the man.
I know this isn't the popular pick, but I do think there's a chance. I think if Marvin Bagley can just keep dominating and stay healthy, like I do think Duke can go on a really big run. I think that. Who is it? Is it Carter? Is the other big man too for Duke? Like they're just too. They're both too big and too skilled in the tournament. I think that's just really going to wear teams down. But again, yeah, Michigan State is
Duke definitely got they got NBA talent all over the court too.
Yeah,
I feel like they've underachieved this year between all the guys that they have. But I wouldn't be shocked if they make a run too.
Yeah, no, I think my pick would be Duke or Duke or Michigan State coming out. I think, yeah, as I said earlier, I think Kansas is going to be upset. So, all right. So, who you got now winning it all? Who you got?
I'm going with Xavier this year.
Okay.
I know it's probably not the sexy pick, even though they are a one. They may have even been the number two overall team or number three overall team, but I got them, I guess we'll say, having a little bit of an upset run and taking down some of the big teams this year.
No, I think I would like to see that too. I think I feel like the Xavier coaching staff too just kind of deserves it.
You know what? They're solid. I just think that at the end of the day, hopefully, I mean, the last couple of years, these games have been so good. If it comes down to it, I like blew it with the ball.
Yeah.
And he's just not, he knocks down shots. I mean, he went from like a 35% 3-point shooter to like a 42% 3-point shooter. I think he's in the mid 40s as a shooter in general this year. I hope he makes it in the league, to be honest.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so too. Now, just to wrap things up, David, who you got? Let's talk Vegas. What's the best pick with the spread that you've seen so far for one game? If you had to pick one game, first round, who do you put your money on and why? What's the spread?
So are you going to say besides the Texas Southern -5.5 lock that just wrapped up about 5 minutes ago?
Oh, yeah. Yep, besides that one, yep.
I'd have to say this year, if I had to pick one game, oh, man, I got to I got to really take another look at the lines right now. But I would say that if I had to go with someone, it would really be, I think, against Virginia. I saw that they're laying like 19, 20 points. I just don't think they score that much. It's an anti-Virginia play. It's not a UMBC play at all. But I could see them scoring like, 58 points or something like that. And I'd hope a team could put up 40 to who's in the tournament right now. And if not, you really have a lot of beef in a Vermont guy.
I think that's a smart play though. You bet not that they're going to win, but that there's no way that they're going to beat a team by that much when they only score 50 or 60.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're just an ugly squad that gets it done.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's a good call. Hey, thank you, David. I appreciate the time.
Well, no problem. I hope you check back in, and I'm sure you'll see that almost all of my predictions were incorrect. But hey, man, you never know.
Hey, appreciate it. All right, talk to you soon.
Yeah, you got it, Jazzy. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.